Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Good House 1968. This is Brother White speaking. What I do is read and interpret from the Tanakh. It's the Hebrew Bible. It's the original version from which the King James Version was interpreted from the scrolls. If you'd like to call into the show, you can. The number is 888-689-4061 or 347-326-9003. I have some commercial announcements. If you need auto body supplies or parts, go to Auto Body Parts 1968.com. That again is Auto Body Parts 1968.com or partsautomotive.biz. Partsautomotive.biz. Or if you need baby diapers or baby car seats, go to Roderick's1.com. That is Roderick's1.com. Looking for ClickBank store products? Go to ravishingrevenues.com and click on the 10,000 product, and you'll be at the ClickBank store there. And you can order just about anything. Over 10,000 products are there. That, again, is ravishingrevenues.com. All right, now let me begin the lesson. And it goes to say at 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, from Shuah, Silla, and Timothy, to the Messianic community of the Thessalonians united with God our Father and the Lord Yeshua the Messiah. Grace to you and shalom from God the Father and the Lord Yeshua the Messiah. We have to keep thanking God for you always, brothers, as is appropriate, because your trust continues to grow greater. And the love you have, you each have for one another, continues to increase. So as true worshipers of the Messiah, let our love continue to grow stronger for one another as well as for our fellow man. It goes to say, therefore we boast about you in the congregations of God because of your perseverance and trust in all the persecutions and troubles you are going through. This is clear evidence that God's judgment is just, and as a result, you will be counted worthy of the kingdom of God for which you are suffering. For it is justice for God to pay back trouble to those who are troubling you, and to give rest along with us to you who are being troubled when the Lord Yeshua is revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in a fiery flame. Then he will punish those who don't know God. That is, those who don't listen to the good news of our Lord Yeshua and obey it. They will suffer the just penalty of eternal destruction, far away from the face of the Lord and the glory of his might. So where the Lord does not see, they will suffer eternal destruction. And to be no longer under the Lord's sight is something you don't want. On that day when he comes to be glorified by his holy people and admired by all who have trusted, you will be among them because you trusted our witness to you. With this in view, we always pray for you that our God may make you worthy of his calling and may fulfill by his power every good purpose of yours and every action steaming from your trust. In this way, the name of our Lord Yeshua will be glorified in you and you in him, in accordance with the grace of God, our God, and the Lord Yeshua the Messiah. But in connection with the coming of our Lord Yeshua the Messiah and our gathering together to meet him, we ask, brothers, not to be easily shaken in your thinking or anxious because of a spirit or a spoken message or a letter, supposedly from us, claiming that the day of the Lord has already come. Don't let anyone deceive you in any way. So we don't want to be deceived by these false prophets claiming that the Armageddon day has already come, and or the day of the Lord has already come. We will know when the day of the Lord comes. For the day will not come until after apostasy has come, and the man who separated himself from Torah has been revealed, the one destined for doom. He will oppose himself to everything that people call a god, and make an object of worship. He will put himself above them all, so that he will sit in the temple of God and proclaim that he himself is God. And we have many people today who are claiming that they are God or the Messiah. Don't you remember that when I was still with you, I used to tell you these things, and now you know what is restraining, so that he may be revealed in his own time. For already this separating from Torah is at work secretly, but it will be secretly only until he who is restraining is out of the way. Then the one who embodies separation from Torah will be revealed, the one whom the Lord Yeshua will slay with the breath of his mouth and destroy by the glory of his coming. When this man who avoids Torah comes, the adversary will give him the power to work all kinds of false miracles, signs, and wonders. He will enable him to deceive in all kinds of wicked ways those who are headed for destruction because they would not receive the love of the truth that could have saved them. So when we hear the good news or the truth, we want to receive it graciously. This is why God is causing them to go astray, so that they will believe the lie. The result will be that all who have not believed the truth, but have taken their pleasure in wickedness, will be condemned. So we see here, the Creator himself is straying those people away from himself and allowing them to be deceived by the lie that this person who will come, or these false prophets who will come, and they will be deceived by them. But we have to keep thanking God for you always, brothers whom the Lord loves, because God chose you as first fruit for deliverance by giving you the holiness that he has its origin in the Spirit, and the faithfulness that has its origin in the truth. He called you to this through our good news, so that you could have the glory of our Lord Yeshua the Messiah. Therefore, brothers, stand firm and hold to the traditions you were taught by us, whether we spoke them or wrote them in a letter. And may our Lord Yeshua the Messiah himself and God our Father, who has loved us and by his grace given us eternal comfort and a good hope, comfort your hearts and strengthen you in every good word and deed. So we want this comfort of our hearts by the Messiah, and strengthening by the good word and deeds that we do. Can't be strengthened if you don't do good deeds. It goes to say, finally, brothers, pray for us that the Lord's message may spread rapidly and receive honor just as it did with you, and that we may be rescued from wicked and evil people, for not everyone has trust. So we see the scriptures tells us not everyone has trust in Adonai or good or God, nor in the Messiah, Yeshua. But the Lord is worthy of trust. He will make you firm and guard you from the evil one. Yes, united with the Lord, we are confident about you, that you are doing the things we are telling you to do, and that you will keep on doing them. May the Lord direct your hearts into God's love and the perseverance which the Messiah gives. Now, in the name of the Lord Yeshua the Messiah, we command you, brothers, to stay away from any brother who is leading a life of idleness a life not in keeping with the tradition you receive from us. Now, they say tradition here, but the tradition is to speak the word of the good news that they're talking about here, not traditions of men. He goes to say, for you yourselves know how you must imitate us, that we are not idle when we were among you. We did not accept anyone's food without paying. On the contrary, we labored and toiled day and night, working so as not to be a burden to any of you. It was not that we hadn't the right to be supported, but so that we could make ourselves an example to imitate. For even when we were with you, we gave you this command. If someone won't work, he shouldn't eat. And this is what we see today. People who don't work are starving. Even the nations today, with all these starving places, if they worked, they wouldn't be starving, because that's the word of Adonai. Even though the ground, they could get utensils and harvest and work all day long if they have to get the ground to yield correctly. And they could use pesticides and things like that. They're capable of getting those things, and we shouldn't look in our hearts at the starvations of mankind today as something that should hold us back from trusting in the Lord and serving Him. We hear that some of you are leading a life of idleness, not busy working, just busybodies. We command such people, and in union with the Lord Yeshua, the Messiah, we urge them to settle down, go to work, and earn their own living. And you, brothers who are doing what is good, don't slack off. Furthermore, if anyone does not obey what we are saying in this letter, take note of him and have nothing to do with him, so that he will be ashamed. But don't consider him an enemy. On the contrary, confront him as a brother and try to help him change. So if you have a brother or sister that is not working, slacking off, and not earning a day's wages, they should need, and we should help them by letting them know that they're not going to eat and their way will not persevere, and that they should change. We want to help them to change. See, it is good to work. Now may the Lord of Shalom himself give you shalom always and always. The Lord be with all of you. The greeting in my own handwriting from Shu'al. This is the mark of the genuineness in every letter. That is what my handwriting looks like. The grace of our Lord Yeshua, the Messiah, be with you all. That is my ministries for today, and I'm going to say a prayer for you and be leaving you. I hope this lesson or these ministries today strengthen you up and got you fired up to go get a job if you don't have to, or to do some work around the house. But we want to earn a living, so working for others or even opening our own businesses. All right, good. I petition you that you open the eyes of the slackers, the idle person. Give them the desires to work and earn an honest day's wage, whether it be for themselves, opening their own business, or for someone else. I pray that you strengthen them up and give them the ability to do so and to be able to feed themselves. And I pray that you watch over and guide and protect them, those of the brothers and sisters who are struggling in the harvest work, speaking your word to others to deliver them and give them salvation. I pray that you aid and assist those who are already in the harvest work, and I pray for the brothers and sisters here to congregate at the station at least once or twice a week. I pray that they're able to grasp the knowledge and to learn your word and trust, and I pray that they call in for the Bibles. I pray this in the name of Yeshua. Amen. All right, if you need a Bible, And also there's the Hebrew lesson at goodhouse1968.net. And there's where I present the words and the meaning of the words. If you need a Hebrew Bible, give me a call at 312-925-9887, and I'll get you one. I'll send it to you. Or you can email me at partsautomotive@hotmail.com. All right, I'm gone.